smart, start out as all right guys. I had to roll onto my hands and knees to find the leverage to get up. Stiff as a log, I grumbled. Buy a better mattress. What I need is a better body, like one that's about 15 years younger. All right, what's going on?
Thought you'd want to see what's happening at the Shadow Gate.
Nothing bad, apparently, or you wouldn't be hunking around in the dark. There were no fires tonight. There were no other bold souls wandering around like Sindawe either. But the most remarkable lack was that of flying fireballs. Over here, there was an occasional pop on the far side of Overlook. Sindawe headed uphill, though that wasn't necessary. I could feel the lance. It seemed to be awakening. I could see the sparks as the shadows tested my leather ropes. I sensed frustrated motion beyond the sparks. I felt no fear at all. Always before, there had been fear any time there were shadows near enough to be sensed. The shadows grew more energetic. So did the sparks. They began to crackle and pop. The soldiers showed remarkable restraint. Not one man went bugfuck and sprayed the hillside with fireballs. They felt no fear either. Or maybe they were just veteran enough to understand that you can fool yourself. Especially after a trial like last night. The stupid and the nervous would be over yonder in that trench that the survivors had so grudgingly dug. Sky's clearing, I observed, maybe just for something to say. Over the rise ahead, that was as clear as it was when my ghost walks took me up above the clouds. Oh, Sindawe seldom wasted words on small talk. Recognize any of those constellations? I did not. It was like I was looking at a completely foreign sky. Too many stars to see any patterns. The noose, said a voice from behind me. I started. I had heard no one come up, and I would not have expected this speaker to move quietly. Mother? The sparks from the Shadow Gate generated just enough light to reveal where she stood. A form that may have been Tide loomed behind her, staring into the southern night.
It was in my mother's book. Part of a fairy tale nobody understood, that nobody knew where it came from anymore. 13 stars that form a noose.
I saw nothing of the sort. I said so. Mother Goda must have been stunned into another century, so out of character had she become. She grabbed me by the arm, pulled my head down, made me sight along her pointing arm. Finally, I admitted, I see something that looks like a bottom-up water ladle right there above what must be the skyline.
That is it, you fool stone soldier! 3 stars are hidden by the earth.
She remained particularly intense. You recognized it, with 3 stars missing, from a description in a childhood story? A particularly brilliant burst amongst the leather ropes revealed the woman staring at me bedecked in an expression of profound bewilderment. It also revealed Uncle Doge behind her. He wore a look of exasperation which vanished the instant he realized I could see him.
Gota, there you are. Nephew, what is this display?
From much closer than I would have believed he could be, Tide said,
The soldiers of darkness have stopped the leak of death.
He spoke in rapid Yuan Bao. He used several words that weren't clear to me. I counted on context to unravel their meanings. Uncle Doge told Mother Goda,
I have cautioned you about your tongue.
I'll caution you,